Hello, and this is Mark Blaker, and this is another one of the 10 radio interviews with the election candidates in the Taunton Deane Borough Council election 2018. And joining me today, I've got Philip Thorne, who's a Conservative candidate for the constituency. Is that the right word, constituency?
Yes.
Yeah, well, very, very warm welcome to you, Philip.
Evening.
This is your first time in 10 radio, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's good to see you, and thank you very much for coming down.
That's okay.
We'll try and keep this as painless as possible. But what I'd like to do, Philip, if I can, is just start by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself and what your background is and how you came to be where you are now.
Right. Well, I'm self-employed. We live on a small farm at Water Row. We've been there 12 years. The wife runs the farm. And I do various other jobs during the day. And I've always been interested in, I wouldn't say politics as much, but the local community. And the offer to stand for the Conservatives was made to me, and I thought, this is a chance.
Okay. And why the Conservatives?
Well, I've always voted for Conservative. And I'll be honest, with far as Brexit's concerned, they're the only part. They offered us a referendum, and they have stuck by it. Whereas the rest of the parties are trying to, or they want to adjust this and adjust that. But it was a straightforward vote, and the vote was to leave. That's what they're going to do.
Okay. So, was there anything else about the Conservative Party that attracted you?
I've always liked their policies, and that's why I follow them.
Yeah. And now you've been in Wiv Liscombe for 12 years, did you say? 14?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
12.
And you moved here, why? What did you find good about Wiv Liscombe?
Well, I met my wife, and we got married, and we wanted to settle somewhere. And we moved to Breen Sands for a while. And, we looked round. A friend of mine lives in Wiv Liscombe, so it's a nice little village. And we ended up finding a place at Water Row. And we've been here ever since.
And that suited you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ideal for what we want to do.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about your small holding.
There's 32 acres. I keep beef animals and a few pigs. Children have got some chicken. The wife's got a horse there.
Mm-hmm.
She basically runs it all the time because it's not actually big enough for both of us to stay there. And we just built a house. My wife built a house.
So you're keeping yourself busy on the 32 acres out there?
Yeah. The wife's more than she can do really on her own.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And you're a family man, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got two boys. Well, three boys. I've got the older one. And a little girl. The two younger ones go to the primary school, and the middle one goes to Kingsmead. And Shaw, he's just finished university at Reading and got himself a job as a surveyor.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
And he went through Kingsmead first.
Mm. Yeah.
Good.
So you're pleased with the local education?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going well.
It's worked well for you. Good, good. Glad to hear it. We'll ask you a few questions about the policies.
Yeah.
Unlike the other candidates, you're joining the administration that's in power at the moment.
Yes.
So you have a track record. We know pretty much where the Conservatives are coming from, where they're going to. First thing I want to ask you about is the merger between Taunton Deane and West Somerset District Council. Now, that's fairly controversial. What do you think of it? What's the rationale behind it for you?
Well, there's a lot of negative going around, but the merger has been looked into by professionals. They all say it's a good idea. The people that are against it have got no alternative, and we can't stay the way we are, either council. Otherwise, the money is just disappearing. So if we stay separate, both councils will be losing money. So it looks like the merger is probably the best for both councils.
But people see it as a rescue for West Somerset at the expense of Taunton Deane.
Well, West Somerset have got a balanced budget. They're not, as people are saying, they're bankrupt, but they're not. If they don't emerge, there's a chance they will be bankrupt. We'll lose money as well. So, again, I think it's the best thing.
So if two councils are coming together, they're both losing money. Mm-hmm. Where does the money come from that they save?
From what I've been told, mostly it's going to be administration, because obviously both councils have got offices for, you know, covering the same things. So there will be a reduction in the office staff, mm-hmm. different places and that.
But those initiatives are already going ahead, aren't they? Because there's shared services between the two councils.
Yeah,
only.
There's quite a bit already that has happened. But there's still more that can be done.
Yeah. So what sort of things do you think might benefit? Because it feels to me, or it feels to people I talk to, that there is a fairly advanced process of actually saving money between the two councils already through the sharing services. And what we're talking about is an administrative level it's essentially the democratic part of it that's changing, isn't it?
Well, I'll be completely honest. I'm all new to this. I've only looked into the very basic parts of it.
Yeah.
Where the actual savings will come from, I'm not sure. Okay. I'm totally honest.
But just coming back to your earlier point, Philip, because you said you were impressed by the fact that the Conservative Party have stuck by the referendum on Brexit. Should there have been a referendum for this? Should it not be such a big change to the governance of the authorities that local people should have had a say?
I don't know, really. It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the idea is, because they've put it to outside people to assess it, they're hoping they've got it right.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a bit of faith in there.
Mm.
Bit of faith, yeah. Okay. Moving on to something a bit more, sort of closer to home and more local. In terms of transport, in your leaflet there, that you say that you're a supporter in particular. You have a picture of Wivy Link and so forth.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think are the problems with transport and what can be done about it.
Well, as far as the bus is concerned, people do. There's few people that use it regularly. It's not used enough, actually. It's a problem. How can I explain it? I don't want to see the bus services cut anymore, but the number of times I've seen the bus running with nobody on it, it's very difficult. I spoke to several people in the villages, and they've said, well, I do use the bus, but only when my car's broken. that's not really how it should work. If they want the bus service, they need to use it.
But is there not? I mean, is it not like a catch-22 situation where the fewer buses you've got, the less people are going to use them because they won't be able to rely on the bus service, so they have to find other ways of getting to and fro. Wouldn't it be better if we had a good, robust bus service that serves people more reliably?
It would be better that way, but the way I understand it, the money we get from central government is only 50% of what we were getting 6 years ago.
Mm.
It doesn't matter who was in Taunton Deane, the Liberal Democrats, the Greens, they would have to save money somehow.
Yeah.
But the way the bus services are at the moment, it shouldn't go any less, because that's, well, there'll be no bus service.
There'll be no. I mean, and that's something that people are very concerned about, their ability for young people to get to college. For people who are working to get to their jobs on time and get back, clearly. But, you know, it has to be made that the point is that, or one way of looking at things is that you're a Conservative trying to join a Conservative administration. Above you, there's a Conservative government. There's nothing but Conservatives between us and God. Are there any excuses, really? I mean, this has got to be down to Conservative policy, hasn't it?
It's not, as I said, it's the amount of money we get from the government is just disappearing. You can't just conjure up money to run everything. So there has to be cuts somewhere. And we are trying to be as fair as possible. I wouldn't want to see any more cuts on the bus service. Yeah.
And what about community transport, like with E-Link?
Well, we do support with E-Link. I think it's about $14,000 a year they get from the council. And that is really useful because obviously people use with E-Link. You can, it's a bit more like a taxi, isn't it? You can arrange to be picked up and delivered somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really important service for the elderly, for people who need to get to hospital appointments and things like that. £14,000, do you think that's going to be sustained? Will they be getting that next year and the year after?
I would hope it's the same. I would hope it is.
What would you do if they wanted to cut it?
I would stand my ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm one of the Conservatives. I would do my best to keep it the same level.
Yeah. Would it be a red line for you, though? Would you vote against the...
I would, yeah. I'm nobody's fool. If I don't like what I see is happening, I'd vote the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, it's an initiative that's very well supported by the local community. It's run by volunteers. And, back in the day when there was perhaps a broader bus service and the Slinky bus service was perhaps a little bit more... well-funded and so forth. All these things would have been done by local authorities. Now we're relying on volunteers. Do you think we rely on volunteers too much, or has it gone too far, the pendulum?
Again, it's not ideal relying on volunteers, but there just isn't the money to go around like it used to be.
What do you think about the strength of Wiveliscombe as a community? And we do come out for these things, don't we? And we do as a community support these things. What's your view on that?
I think it's marvellous. They seem to, you get an idea and you go ahead and you raise the money. The town hall, I believe, you've raised $25,000 for that. And it's a lot of money for a small community.
It is. Talking about that sort of level of money, what about the library situation? And clearly people are, I know it's not a Taunton Deane issue, it's a Somerset County Council issue, but again, it's the same party politic. There are Conservative administration as well. And that's caused an awful lot of upset here locally, because we've got a very well-used library, particularly compared to other districts, but it's ours that's under threat. And the difficulty with the transport limitations of getting somewhere else to get your books and so forth, it's going to make it almost impossible for people who want to use the library to access one in Wiveliscombe.
Well, I am fully supporting keeping it open. And as you said, I am and the Conservative. So I hope I've got more say when it comes around to, if it comes around to a vote to close it, I hope I've got more say to lobby them to keep it open.
When they came to you and said, will you stand for us? Did you say to them, here are some, I will, but here are some things that I really want you to consider, and this is what I'll be championing?
Well, that's what's on my leaflet, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your leaflet, which I have here in my hand, is talks about fighting to protect local services, and it talks about supporting community services. Where's the strategy coming from, though? What is the plan to actually save these things or support them and make sure they're there in future?
Well, basically, I'm quite happy to work with other councillors. We're not the only ones with services under threat, so we need to get together and fight this together. And that's what I intend doing.
So we got a councillor who, for Wivy, because there's two councillors in this area.
Yeah.
How will you work with him?
Well, time will tell, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I have met Eddie Gaines a couple of times, but I might not get voted yet. I might not get no votes.
Well, you might not. No, but you have to remain optimistic, Philip.
Well, as I say, time will tell.
Yes, yes. So, what's the time will tell? But are you the sort of person who can work with people who don't necessarily agree with everything you say?
Yeah. I'm willing to listen.
Yeah.
And hopefully they are willing to listen to me.
Yes, yes.
So if that it works, we'll get on. If not...
If not what?
We'll have sort of a few disagreements. And I say, if I don't like what's going on, I shall make it known.
Yeah, regardless of whether it's your own party or someone else.
Yeah.
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 So are you saying that you're a person who will put Wiveliskum first?
Yes.
And not your party politics?
Yeah, I'm here for Wiveliskum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, not all of Wiveliskum, actually, the ward. Especially the rural side of it. You know, I think sometimes the smaller villages do get forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And the smaller villages bring a lot of money into Wiveliskum.
Yeah.
When they can come in and park.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's an issue in itself, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. There is actually a discussion going on at the moment for some additional parking, mm-hmm. which I've been told about. So hopefully that will happen.
There's also a conversation going on about charging for parking.
Yeah, that seems to have come from the Liberal Democrats and the Greens.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that I've been told there will not be any charging for car parking.
Okay. We've got the Green candidate coming in yeah. fairly soon, so we'll have a chat with him when he comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about affordable housing for local residents, what's the plan there?
Well, the latest thing... The estate they built at the back, well, there's nothing there for anybody, apart from 4 or 5-bedroom houses, really.
So this is Luxon Close, Dixon Close, and yeah. that little corner down there.
Yeah. There's some people in Waterrow. The son wanted a house, and the planners wouldn't even entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a piece of land for it to be built on. That's the sort of people that I would fully support in any planning applications like that.
Why would the planners have turned them down, do you think?
They said he was outside of the catchment and there's no bus service.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bus service, but he said he was just too far out in the countryside.
Yeah.
But if you don't build affordable housing in the villages, then the youngsters move away and the village will die.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's plenty of small plots of land where these houses could be built.
Mm-hmm.
Withy's got, well, you've had quite a few houses built recently, haven't you?
Yeah, and there are applications in for more as well. Where would you stand on those?
I don't agree with where it's to, because the access is terrible. The traffic going past this primary school now is bad enough for peak times. So if you build more houses out there, it's just going to clog the whole town up, isn't it? So
you've got the road infrastructure. What about the school infrastructure, the doctor's surgery?
Well, that's it. They're building houses and not allowing anything to go for making the doctor's surgery. Need an extra doctor. Same with the school, more classrooms. And there's nowhere to expand a primary school where it's two at the moment. So I don't really know what the answer is.
No. But there has to be an answer found before we can have more houses, does there? Or do we build any more?
Yeah, well, the developers need to be made to contribute towards expanding the schools.
Is there anything in legislation that does that?
I don't know, to be honest. But if they put in... that's the sort of thing I should be lobbying the council for.
Altogether. And you also talk about supporting local businesses. Withy is in many ways a very thriving place for local business. We've got lots of very, very small businesses peppered all over the place, and many of them are very successful. How would you go about sustaining and promoting that?
I would work with them in any way I could help. The old pig factory is being developed into small units at the moment. I know it's been a bit slow getting going, but it's started now, I think. And there's another site for a little further along in there for some small units.
So it's actually finding new places for the small businesses.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a small business of my own. Things like help, perhaps a bit of help with the rates and jobs like things like that.
Yeah.
That can cripple a business that's starting.
So encouraging startups and encouraging initiatives like that.
Yeah, very much.
Okay, okay, that's good. And in terms of the green agenda, you're talking about you're addressing being a strong rural voice. What does that mean?
Well, as I said earlier, I feel that sometimes the smaller villages, which feed with Liscombe, because you know we come in, do our shopping, they get forgotten. Little things don't happen in the villages. I want to, if the people have got a problem, come to me and we'll see if we can sort it out.
Yeah. And what sort of things are they missing out on that we get in the kind of more urban, if you like, Wirreliscombe?
Well, it's again, it's like the small pubs and that. They're not, you know, they're struggling because of the rates and things, and they don't seem to get the help they could do with. Mm-hmm. So that's what I try and help them with.
Yeah, well, in your view, what makes a strong community? Even on that scale, the smaller communities, what do they need to be thriving?
Well, everybody's got to get along and pull together, basically. Our water row where I live, we've got the pub and the garage. The garage is really busy, and the pub is as well. You need to keep using the services. You know, it's easy to travel to Taunton and do your shopping, get the car serviced. But if you do that, everything in the village will disappear eventually.
Yeah, yeah. And how would you encourage people to shop locally? And
well, parking again. Withy's biggest problem is the parking. The additional bit of parking is going to help if that comes through.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you've got to be able to stop somewhere, haven't you? If you're coming into the shop, you need to park up your car and be able to get out with the family and so forth. Just as a final word, then, to close off the interview, tell us why people, in your own words, because this is your time, the mic's over to you, why people locally should consider voting for you at the election.
Well, I am local. I've been here 12 years. I've spent most of my life around Somerset. I understand how the countryside works. I understand where the working people are coming from. And if you vote for me, I will do my utmost to answer any problems you've got. And I'll be there for Wirreliscombe.
Philip Thorne, thank you very much.